Coming up on 706, a bit about KRCD Talk Station. Happy Friday Eve. It is, of course, iHeartMedia aviation expert Jay Ratliff, 8:30, preceded by Erica Broner. She's with the Verdon Company. She's going to be doing an Empower You seminar on the history of bells. They manufacture bells and been doing it for, like, a long, long time, and how that connects with the tri-state. That's at 8:20, preceded by John Hulsman with his book, The Last Best Hope, History of the American Realism, or History of American Realism. He's a foreign policy expert. We're talking about the Israeli war and what's next with the situation in Ukraine. Bottom of this hour, Donald O'Neill, Americans for Prosperity, where Ohio ranks on economic competitive versus other states. And welcome back to the 55 KRC Morning Show. I wish this was a congratulatory call after the primary, though. He got defeated by one of the blue 22, George Brenneman. Welcome back to the 55 KRC Morning Show. It's always good to talk to you.
Great, Brian. Thanks for taking the call. It was a hard-fought campaign that... A lot of lessons learned there, I guess.
Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the topics you wanted to talk about is money and the money that was spent on this campaign going into the primary. Obviously, it seems that you were outspent, and that's on the heels after that book by Scott Walter I talked with yesterday, Arabella, which is this dark money organization funded by billionaires like George Soros, just pouring heap loads of money into various organizations that are designed to undermine our country, generally speaking. That's on a broader national level. Do you feel like that big money was at work here in favoring Cindy Abrams, one of the blue 22, over you, George?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we got into the race because of a couple of things. First of all, the fact that she was voting with Democrats is not the way you really want your Republican representative to be voting. But more importantly, I thought people were fed up with property taxes out of control and the situation we have with school funding and school quality. And so we kind of hammered on those two issues the whole campaign. And we were basically too successful early on. So what happened was they kind of wrote off this entire election thinking she was going to run away with it. And so in January and almost the entire month of February, there was no real money spent on her side of the equation. But in the end of February, a survey or a poll came out that had us tied.
Ooh.
And suddenly they dumped $100,000 into radio and digital. And the ads were so blatantly false to be laughable. I mean, I thought that they were going to say, you know, you can't vote for George. He's too conservative. He used to be president of the Cincinnati Tea Party. I mean, we can't have somebody like that, right? No, I am the guy who is not a fiscal conservative. I am a rhino, for crying out loud. And then they went on and on about I was for open borders and amnesty, which, you know, we did that interview from down in McAllen, Texas. And Chris Klein was just on Empower You this Tuesday talking about our visit and, you know, what needs to happen in order to close the border. So
That was frightening. Really, Chris did a great job. That guy knows what he's talking about. When my son who did the interview on that, I talked to him the following day because I was in bed by the time he got home. I said, "Well, that was an easy interview. Just set him up and let him go." And man, that guy just is filled with facts and information. And the reason I elaborate on this, I'm just going to strongly encourage my listeners. If you didn't get to hear Chris, he was a Border Patrol agent and head of the border security for like 27 years. He knows everything there is to know about it. You can replay that podcast over at empoweryouamerica.org. Sorry to interject that, but I really want my listeners to get that information. But yeah, well, George,
that's critical, right?
George, for someone
fact.
To call
we were
you,
down there talking to
I
this
know
guy.
For someone to call you an open borders guy, I mean, that's just absolute outright fabrication.
Yeah, I had a friend come up to me at church over the Easter weekend, and he said, you know, I knew they lied in ads on politicians. He said, but I've never known the person before. He said, what they were saying about you was so crazy. It just didn't make any sense. But the problem was it worked. So they nonstop, I mean, you couldn't go to a web page. You couldn't go to the radio, the television. You couldn't even stream without seeing one of her ads. And it worked. There were people coming up on election day. My wife was working our local polling location, and you know, she had people come up and say, I can't vote for him because he's for open borders. And she goes, you have to understand that's not true. Well, how do you know? Well, he's my husband. You know, people believe this stuff. And so what happens is, instead of having a discussion about the issues and what's not being done in Columbus, it just boiled down to hammering this false message nonstop. And it worked. So I lost by 19 points, right? Which is pretty much what I would have lost if I hadn't spent a penny.
Yeah.
Because if I hadn't spent a penny, they wouldn't have spent a penny, and they would have came out just the same. But in the end, we're estimating they wasted $500,000 on campaign for that.
Do we know where the money came from?
Yeah, it came from Jason Stevens in the Ohio House Republican Alliance.
Hmm, interesting. So,
and they just yesterday stripped him from control of that money. So in the past, the Speaker of the House controls the Ohio House Fund. And this is the first time in history where the Speaker of the House did not get the majority of the Republican vote. And so he was spending, I want to say the total was over $3 million protecting the Blue 22. and apparently that's against the bylaws. You're not supposed to be able to spend that House fund against fellow Republicans. It's meant to be used in November, not in the primary.
Interesting.
And so they've stripped him of control of that, but it's too late. I think of the 18 Blue 22 running, all but four won. But even that's a record. They've never had four incumbents lose in primaries in the same year. So the fact that they had to spend $500,000 down here meant that they couldn't spend it somewhere else, and they lost.
And it won't be available in November.
We did our part. But the confusing thing is that voters believe what they hear, no matter how outrageous it is. And apparently it boils down to the case between Susan B. Anthony and Steve Driehaus back in 2010. Do you remember that at all?
I don't.
Susan B. Anthony had claimed that Steve Driehaus was not pro-life. And in the decision that was written by the judge in that case, he basically said, you do not have to tell the truth in political ads.
Right.
And so that's the precedent that all of this is now based on, is you do not have to, by law, you do not have to say the truth in an advertisement for political purposes. You do if it's for a car or if it's for something else, but not for politics. And I think that'll be one of my pet projects moving forward, is to get that law changed, or actually write a law about it.
Well, insofar,
this is ridiculous.
Insofar as the utilization of that money in a primary, which you said is against the bylaws, is that in some way, shape, or form actionable by anybody? I mean, is there someone who could, I don't know, maybe investigate it, do a lawsuit for violating the laws? Is there any recourse available? Or is this just like, well, you know, rules are meant to be broken and bent?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I think there's a meeting coming up with the Ohio Republican Party. The State Central Committee's got a meeting coming up. But at this point, it's too late. I mean, was able to get away with that. And I don't know. So to me, the big thing is, and what I really felt worse about after this happened was, you know, at the same time that I lost the race here in Colerain, the police levy went down. And I think it went down simply because nobody can afford $400 more a year for property taxes.
Yeah.
And so what's happening in Columbus is they talk nonstop about we're going to get rid of the income tax. Well, you know, that's the stupidest thing in the world. If you get rid of the income tax but don't save any money, you don't change spending at all, that just means property taxes are going to go even higher. And if you're retired, you have no money to pay those extra taxes. Whereas of an income tax, if I go and get a job in my retirement, I've now got income to pay that tax. But if my house doubles in value, I didn't get any money. I don't have any way to pay that. I just think we need to find a way to push these issues, that we were hoping to get out during the primary election, but you just got clobbered by money and dishonesty. And the other thing that was really incredibly difficult to take was, you know, politicians that we've been working with for years came out and said, you know, one of them sent a letter out with just filled with false claims about me. And this is a guy I've been working with. He was supposedly going to help us with some of these issues, you know, the property tax and with the schools. And now I don't know what to do. The guy basically stabbed me in the back. And I don't know how to work with people like that. I'm not a politician. I can't shake your hand after you did something like that.
Understood.
So I don't know. It's been strange. So what we're hoping to do is go back to the table on what we were trying to do with Restore Liberty, which is, get the word out on these issues.
Well, let's pause for a moment on that, because I know you're not going anywhere. RestoreLiberty.us is the website, and that's not going anywhere. But you've got some ideas on where you're going to take this to advance an important agenda for Ohio. So let's pause. We'll bring George back for another conversation on that. 720 at 55KRCD Talk Station. A very happy Friday Eve to you. Brian Thomas with George Brenneman. Of course, he lost the primary to Blue 22, and we're sorry to hear that, but I know George is not going anywhere. He's RestoreLiberty.us is his website. What are you planning? What's the next step for Restore Liberty, George?
Well, so originally when we started, it was all about communication and coordination. So we did a podcast. We did some publications online. I think this time, what we really need to do is we're going to have to get back to the good old-fashioned in-person meetings. So I tried to avoid that, but I think it's just the only way. 2024 is at least as important as what happened in 2010. We've got to get people mobilized to get out and vote in November for the most conservative candidate that's on the ballot. This arguing about, well, I can't vote for X or Y because, they did this one thing wrong. It has got to go. So we got to get people like Trump, Marino, Orlando Sanz, Warren Davidson, at the national level, we got to get those guys to D.C. And at the local level, I think Melissa Powers couldn't be more important. If we lose the prosecutor's office, Hamilton County is going to be even worse than it was when we lost, the clerk of courts and the sheriff's office. So
indeed,
there's plenty of work to be done. And we're going to try and take a leadership role in getting the groups in the area together to work on that. So in the same way that we had like the Cincinnati Tea Party, and then there were, 50 or 60 smaller groups in the area, we're going to try and replicate that a little bit. So we had a meeting with some of the group leaders this weekend. We're also going to try and roll out a new website. So there's a way to set up a website, me being a nerd. I found a Facebook clone that you can host locally. And so the idea is to give, the people that are a part of Restore Liberty a platform to talk to each other. And so that's going to be rolling out next month as far as, hey, you can have a conversation, you can start your own groups. We'll have the archived of all of the information. I just think it's going to hopefully give us a better way to communicate. Part of the problem we always have is if you've got the word Liberty in your email address, you tend to wind up in the spam folder.
Huh.
I know that's a mystery of how that could possibly happen, but it does. it's crazy.
Yeah. Heaven forbid you mention freedom or liberty.
Oh, gosh. I think you could get away with mentioning religion before you said conservative nowadays. That's how crazy things are. But anyway, so that's the main focus, is we're going to go back to talking about it. We're going to try and do both national and local, but of course, theoretically, it's easier to affect things locally.
It is.
We have to find a way to get, the stuff we were talking about in our campaign, we got to find a way to get Columbus talking about that, because until they change the way things are going right now, property taxes are just out of control. And I don't see how, people like the police and fire are going to keep in business if, everybody else is at the same trough taking your property taxes. I just think it's out of control already.
Well, I mean, doesn't the solution lie in changing and transforming the way schools are funded? And they've been supposed to have done that for the last 20 years, because the current funding mechanism has been declared by the Supreme Court of Ohio 20 years ago to be unconstitutional.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, that's definitely the case.
Yeah, so and yet they haven't fixed it. I mean, 20 years have passed, roughly,
right,
give or take. Don't quote me on the exact number of decades, but we're talking about 20 years. And they haven't done anything to alter the landscape.
Well, if you talk to the politicians, and now it's my politician detector is really good now. If you talk to the ones that are the slimy ones, what they'll tell you is, oh, we're changing this little thing and this little thing, and it'll get better. But they're talking about, talk about the 99% versus the 1%. They're tweaking on the edges. They're not doing anything to the fundamental problem. And I think it has to be, you got to focus on the kids. You know, the fact that there's 10 administrators for every teacher is just ridiculous. You can't teach that way.
This is why I'm in favor of school choice. You allow school choice, you allow more schools to open to compete with public schools. They run a leaner ship. They have to deal with things more efficiently to draw people in, to establish their credibility. Then it will force the public schools to alter their course and run a more leaner operation. At least theoretically, that's probably what would happen. George Brenneman.
Keep the free market. It works everywhere else.
Imagine that. RestoreLiberty.us is where you'll find him. RestoreLiberty.us, unless, of course, artificial intelligence blocks it. George, keep up the great work. I know you and I will be talking throughout the year as you solidify efforts over Restore Liberty US to coordinate the campaign to get to Columbus to act on these extremely important issues. Appreciate you being on the program today. Stay well, my friend. We'll talk real soon.